Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Return of the Mac. You get Mac back now this week, and then next week you get Rashee Rice back.
That's exactly
kind of
right.
The same thing.
I'm actually more excited for Mac, quite honestly. I don't think the offense needs Rashee Rice as much as we need Mac. So I'll just I'll put
nice.
That out there. Very nice, right? That's called glazing.
Yeah, that's glazing.
6'7".
Yeah.
6'7". Bob loves that, by the way.
Likes the 6'7". No,
I don't love it. It's ridiculous because nobody knows what it means. And that's the best part. The kids they don't even know.
They're just trolling everyone.
Yeah, 6'7". I mean, what does that mean? I don't know. Okay, fine.
I figured out the hand sign is needed with it. You have to like.
Yeah, because I equate it to their yada yada. Like, yada yada.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, 6'7".
You yada yada sex. So I didn't yada yada the best part. You know, like yada yada. Like, 6'7". Like, it's 6'7". To me, that's how I've turned it into. It's their yada yada. Because for years, we always used to go, yeah, yada yada yada, whatever, because of the Seinfeld thing, right? 6'7" is because, like, who's the basketball player that's 6'7" that it kind of started with and then it's kind of matriculated down?
Oh, I didn't even realize.
Oh, yeah. It started with, oh, God.
Told you he loved it.
Wow.
It started with a basketball player who's 6'7". I forget who it is. I mean, it's a name. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Course,
I know.
Yeah.
Obvious. But I'm drawing a blank. I'm sure there's another parent on the text line who's dealing with this as well. Did you do a lot of 6'7" with your in-law family, you know, this past weekend? Are you doing a lot of 6'7"?
No, God, no.
Again, you're closer to their age range than you are mine. So I don't know if you're walking around in your 20s going 6'7", you know?
No, that's something that was one of the first, probably like, oh, I'm now the unk. I'm now the old. Like, what is that? What is that?
Yeah. You've had your first I'm old moment?
Yes,
yay, exactly. Congratulations. Maloney's is when they legalized booze after Prohibition. That's when he realized he was old.
Text line says LaMelo Ball.
That's who it is.
Okay, yep. There we go.
Yep. Checks out.
That does check
yep.
out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Checks out.
Perfect.
Bill Belichick is not going to be coaching North Carolina by Thanksgiving.
Probably not another 6-7 days. No.
This comes from Ollie Connolly, which I thought this was like a fake thread when I sent you guys yesterday.
Well, this whole thing started. There was a TV station who did an expose 2 days ago in North Carolina, and I watched this thing, and I'm like, oh, my God. I wonder if this is going to pick up steam. And boy, did it.
Full steam ahead. Bill Belichick has discussed buyout options with North Carolina's hierarchy. Belichick has signaled a willingness to trigger his own $1 million buyout if he can find a soft landing with another team or in media.
Mm-hmm.
Continued, members of Belichick's current coaching staff have already spoken to other schools that are expected to be in the college football playoff about taking on roles during the postseason. From one coach, the rats are leaving the ship. Some staffers believe a change will come within 2 weeks. Reports of serious recruiting violations remain under investigation in North Carolina. Recruiting and practice violations have already been proven by the school, according to multiple sources. Using recruit violations to knock down a coach's buyout has become a standard practice. If Belichick cannot find a landing spot to trigger his own buyout, he's expected to accept a greatly reduced compromised rate. Belichick's communication with his staff the past 2 weeks has been described as weird and distant by multiple members of UNC's coaching staff. Multiple coaches were unable to get a hold of him during UNC's bye week. From one UNC defensive assistant, what we have done to these kids is effed up.
Isn't that's the quote right there. When I saw that one last night when you
it
said
ain't
that, dude.
Good,
what
boys.
What we've done to these kids is effed up.
Yeah.
That does suck, man.
I mean,
like what you're doing to those kids down there, because this TV report basically did the story of Mac Brown's guys are on this side, Bill Belichick's guys are on that side. There's no cohesiveness that's going on right now. College and pros are a different world, brother. I mean, some guys, as we've seen Nick Saban's of the world, they're cut out to be the college coach. They weren't great in the pros. Some guys are cut out to be a professional coach and not a college coach, right? In college, when you're the head coach, like it or not, you got to deal with a lot of stuff you don't have to deal with in the pros. The boosters, all that kind of recruiting, all this kind of stuff. If you don't know what you're doing, it's not an easy situation in which to be. And so I think Bill Belichick is finding out real fast that coaching in college is a lot harder, first of all, than it is coaching in the pros, because you got to recruit and you got to deal with all that stuff that you don't have to deal with at the professional level. And in college, I hate to break it to Bill Belichick, you kind of got to be a nice guy to the old man that comes in with the checkbook. Like, you got to make time for that guy. You got to make time for the boosters. You got to make time to kiss ass. You got to make time to do all that stuff that Bill Belichick doesn't like to do. And when you're at a college program, if you say, okay, we're going to run this like the NFL and we shut out the boosters, you know, the money guys, they're going to shut you out real fast. Those guys give money and those guys donate big bucks because they want to be part of the program. I mean, it's like they weren't sports guys when they were growing up. They were probably the nerds and whatnot. And now they've got all this money that they can funnel into these programs, quote unquote, buying their friendships and doing all that kind of stuff. They want to be part of this. And if you're going to donate money to a university and then that coach isn't going to let you in and give you a couple of pats on the back and thank yous and here's a sneak play we may run, they're going to run you out of town. And that's what's going on with Bill Belichick right now. He's not playing the college game like you need to play to be successful at a major university.
I also find it interesting that, like, even the petty stuff, because that's where I start to kind of look to see where the tragic downfall is beginning, is when petty stuff makes its way out into the media or to the eyeballs of the world on X. And when Mac Brown is tweeting, for one, a picture with Drake May, who's a North Carolina quarterback, and Bill Belichick has a petty rule that we will not be giving New England any sort of, you know, anything. No attention, no references, nothing. And maybe one of the bigger quarterbacks that have came out of North Carolina in the history of its school, who just had his biggest game, biggest win with New England, no love. And, like, to me, that's a petty thing.
You're
that's
right.
The Snickers wrapper in the elevator, right? Like, you can see it coming before it happens. And you're like, why is this something that bothers you? And then you see the thread of that conversation where maybe another minute thing, but it seems massive, is, you know, what I was first doing radio is, how can you make a small thing large and how can you make a large thing small, sort of conversation with a topic. And you look at this as well during a bye week and no one hears from you.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that the office is down probably, I would say, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe time to kind of get the horn going and be like, hey guys, what do we think about X school? What do we think about maybe mixing some things up? It's Tuesday. We're going to practice on Wednesday, or we're going to practice today. Nothing, nada. And then you throw in the biggest, oddest story there is, where it all started, which is Jordan.
Yeah. Jordan Hudson.
Jordan Hudson. And you think to yourself, this man chose North Carolina because he was out of the NFL. And it's kind of gone the way that we kind of thought it would go. Like,
yeah,
I didn't think it would be this bad, but I knew that there would be trouble in paradise. Like, the honeymoon phase of Bill Belichick is officially over.
Oh, that's
long. He went
from
catching mermaids on the beach to doing the airplane to being the funny guy on Pat McAfee's show that no one thought existed to a quote that says, what we've done to these kids is really effed up.
Yeah, that bothers me a lot, man.
It's terrible, man, and this is a legacy stab. It will not destroy it, but this is going to be one of those things where you look at Bill Belichick and you say to yourself, man, all those Super Bowls. And then it's, remember that time in Carolina? And you're like, oh yeah.
Remember that time without Tom Brady? Oh yeah. Like it's going to be, he's going to be a little laughingstock for a while after this failure. And, like, he never should have taken the job. They never should have offered him the job. This is North Carolina's fault more than it is anybody. You never should offer somebody a head coaching job that's never had the opportunity. Like, he's never coached in college. The last time he was in college was at Navy in the 60s. I mean, he has no experience doing that job. Being a college coach is not the same as being an NFL coach. And being an NFL coach is not the same as being a college coach. How many guys have had success in both that you can think of off the top of your head? Pete Carroll and Jimmy Johnson are the two names that come to mind for me. No, I don't
national
think
national title, and he wanted.
Yeah, but he had all those guys. Like, he inherited Jimmy Johnson's
still
program.
Had to coach him. Still, Bill Belichick didn't coach Mac Brown's guys.
Yeah. It's hard with Switzer. He's technically by the letter of the law, yes, but he didn't really have overwhelming success there, you know, in Dallas. And it wasn't that long of a career in Dallas. But Jimmy Johnson obviously did, and Pete Carroll did. I don't know anybody else. I'm sure, you know, Binkley can maybe name a few, but it's very, very rare to see somebody be successful in the pros and at the college level. Think about the NBA and college basketball as well. Who's been a crossover? Quinn Snyder's the only name I can think of.
I mean, the guy, Max guy.
Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens.
He was so good. They're like, dude, you got to go to the front office.
Yes, exactly.
He was that good.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Like, he built Boston back up. And they're like, honestly.
You're too good. You need to go off. Actually, you're probably too good for that, too, you know?
He's
go
amazing.
Run the national team.
You could say Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, you could. Yeah,
you could say Jim Harbaugh.
For sure.
He's got to get that championship in the pros, you know, for me to say, because Pete Carroll's won championships in both.
For sure, but just success.
Yeah, absolutely. No, no question. That's a good one. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. So, it's just, but it's very few and far between. And you don't see many make the crossover because they realize it's like, again, like learning a new offense. You're a French speaker. You get dropped in the middle of Spain. Okay, find your way out. You don't know the language. That's what it's like for these guys who think they're football coaches. Yes. But the job of a football coach in college is not to be a football coach. It really isn't. You're a program ambassador.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you can't figure that out, you're not going to have success.
This comes from the 660. I'm an eighth grade teacher, and 6'7 is what will get you sent out of the classroom. My age, it was 1738. Well done.
Yes.
Well done. Bringing it full circle.
1738.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.